Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What did we learn about Ryan Poles on draft night? Was his third NFL draft easily his best, or is it too early to conclude that? Where is your confidence level with Poles?
I don't think there's ever been a time since Ryan Poles has arrived where Bears fans have had any more reason to believe that he can do the job. I think what we saw last night was the growth of an executive who didn't feel the need to prove anything except for that he understood what the opportunity was. He understood what he needed to do. And more importantly, he understood what not to do. And that was, no, you don't need to accumulate assets. No, you don't need to trade down. You don't need to trade up and give up any more that you don't have because you don't want to overreact to any situations. You stay put, you be patient, and you execute the plan. And if the plan was on Thursday night, April 25th, in the first round of the NFL draft, to restore the Bears to respectability or to give them a path and clear the pathway to get there, he succeeded. He succeeded, and what we learned about Ryan Poles also later, and we'll listen to the audio throughout the show, but he's done talking about the past. He's done talking about the Bears' tortured history of the quarterback position. It really does have no relevance to what's going on with Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams does not relate to what went wrong with Cade McNown or Rex Grossman or Jay Cutler or Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields, for that matter. Doesn't matter. Those days are gone. The best is yet to come. The better days are ahead. And you can say that because Ryan Poles is here and Caleb Williams is on the way. He'll be here later today. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's bringing Rome Odunze. That's why the Bears won the draft.
Well, this is now Ryan Poles' team. This is his team. He has his new QB1. He has also hitched his wagon to this head coach. He is hitching his wagon to this offensive coordinator to lead his new prized possessions on offense. Let's see. I'm really curious, guys, tonight in the third round. They've got to pick. Is there any chance they trade up? Are they sticking offense? Does he go ahead and say to his head coach, who's defensive minded, okay, here you go. It's your turn. You pick who's on the board that you want, that you think can help you, either in a rotational situation. Do they address the pass rusher? But the bottom line is, this is now officially Ryan Poles' football team. This is his group. This is his team. And now all eyes and the heat are on them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this is definitely his team now. And this is, it's win time. And this is by far his best draft. And let's hope that they got two multipliers out of the two picks that they took. You got two of the top 10 players in the NFL draft, including the number one choice. And I think you got multipliers. I think you are going to enhance the players around you with these guys. I think you got stronger. I think your receiving core is as strong as any in the league. And I really think that the Bears, now it's win time. It just comes down to, you know, I mean, hey, you said it. They hung on to the coach. Not saying the coach can't win, but they hung on to the coach. And that means that this is, we know what we're going to see. Shane Waldron, it's on him now. And here's hoping that he's good enough that he gets a head coaching job after next year. And they got to redo it and put it back together again. Because you do not have anyone else that's going to be running this offense. The shift, the focus shifts to Shane Waldron and what he can do and how quickly he can do it, how good his relationships are, and his crew kind of taking over now, and we'll see what this offense looks like. They've got a lot of possibilities, but we've got to see it in action. I mean, honest to God, David, I'm going to say this, and this is going to sound idiotic. The ball should not hit the ground.
I know.
I mean, with this group of receivers.
You're not going to hear reports of 7-on-7s looking like high school sessions.
Exactly.
You're not going to hear any of that kind of scuttlebutt.
You're not going to be sailing the ball over guys' heads in the 7-on-7 draft.
Guys who started working out in April before the draft, typically you're going to have a rapport develop quickly and easily, and they're going to make it look like you have a passing game that is modern and is dangerous. And this is modern and dangerous. The Bears are really coming at it in a way they never have before. You look at having three guys. We can talk about tandems. We mentioned, you know, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. They were prolific. I don't know that the Bears have ever had a trio of wide receivers.
Never.
Like this.
Never. Never. At any point in their history have they had three better wide receivers on their team than these.
So that's what we're talking about. You're entering unprecedented territory almost with every step that you make and every direction you go. And I do wonder, the head coaching thing, the offensive coordinator thing is a broader conversation, because you always wonder when you get a player the way of like Caleb Williams, the way that he is described and discussed, is the power of that potential greater than any kind of negative impact that some coaches could have? You know what I mean? Could you succeed? Could he be good anyway? Could he be the quarterback that he is going to become, regardless of what kind of head coach Matt Eberflus is or isn't, or what kind of play caller Shane Waldron is? They're important jobs, no doubt about it. But I just wonder, we talked about this a little bit the other day, how much will they actually matter if Caleb Williams is as good as everybody says?
Well, I mean, not to use a basketball analogy, but Michael Jordan might have been the greatest offensive player in the history of basketball. He could literally score from any spot anytime he wanted to, and they had to figure out how to get him to play in a system to take advantage of that. And he did. He would acquiesce and let people go, and then at the end of the game, he'd take over and he'd win the game for you.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, more than anything else, you now have a guy that can win a game late. You now have a guy, you now have a receiving core that can produce late in games. This should translate to victory on the field. That's what you're looking for now, and that's why Shane Waldron is front and center. Let's see it.
Yep, let's see it.
That's all.
They have a good chance of passing the Dave Wannstedt test. You're down by 10 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Do you trust this passing game to be able to come back? Right now, you'd say, yeah.
Well, they got the players to do it.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it. Fantastic, fantastic thing to discuss and talk about and to kind of fantasize about. We're going to get to your phone calls. What did you think of the Bears draft? 312-644-6767. How good are these receivers going to be? Is there any hesitation with anything that you saw, or are you now – willing to just get on board and kind of follow what happens?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.